Welcome to the Manifest Fire podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Louise. Every week, I'll be sharing with you everything I know about law of attraction, manifestation, mindset, and spirituality. Think of this podcast like a spiritual support group. Together, we're going to take control and live our dream lives. So let's go, huns. Hi, angels. Welcome back to episode 38 of the Manifest Fire podcast, your pod for all things law of attraction, mindset, spirituality, bad bitchness, life and gen, all of that. I've got you. Before I start, I've got a sore throat and a cough, which I've had for a week. So my deepest apologies if I have a cough and fit at this point. But yes, I'm Sarah Louise. I forgot to say that before I told you about my illness, but I'm Sarah Louise. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate every single one of you gorgeous souls. So the pod turned one last week and I launched not only my business website, sarahlouisenutson.com, linked in the show notes. If you haven't checked it out, please go and have a look. But I also launched my one-to-one coaching program, the program that I've poured my heart and soul into. It's called The Flow Up. So I talked a bit about this last week, so I won't go over it in loads of detail again now. Just to say the basics before we get into today's episode, it's a 4-week one-to-one coaching program and it's designed to get you, transform you from feeling stuck and unsure into feeling confident, assured and in flow. All the info is on my website, which is linked in the show notes, like I said, or you can access it through my Instagram too. So the first intake will start in May. So you've got like a week to sign up if you want to do it in May. There's payment plans available, which you can look at through my website. So you can invest in yourself and invest in your future in a way that is affordable and suits you and suits your situation. So go and check it out. If you have any questions at all, just slide in the DMs or you can email me at hello@sarahlouisenutson.com and I'll put the email address in the show notes as well. So yeah, just one more last thing, sorry, before I get into today's topic. I really just wanted to say a heartfelt thank you to everyone who has supported me up to this point and for all of the lovely messages and wishes and whatever, everything else that I got last week when I launched all these things and when the pod turned one. It really means the world to me that I have so much support, not only from my family and friends that listen, but also from the amazing community of listeners and Instagram followers that I have. I truly appreciate you. And I really do all of this for you guys. I do it so that whoever needs to hear this message can find it and hear it, can learn something from it, so that you don't feel alone, so that you can live your best lives. Like, that's all I want for you guys, for all of us. So from the bottom of my heart, for all of your support, thank you. I'm getting choked up. Thank you. Let's get on with today's topic, shall we? Because I think I have a tendency to waffle a lot before I get into the good stuff. So I'm trying not to do that so much. So this week, I have been feeling a little anxious. Like I said on my Instagram today, on my Instagram stories, like I was feeling a little bit of like those old anxiety feelings that I used to get a lot. And I've spoke on the pods before many times that I have long suffered with anxiety. I was even on medication for it at one point. And honestly, there's been some points in my life where it's been absolutely debilitating. Especially when something has happened in my life to trigger it. Like, I've literally, you know, I can't even explain what it's like when you have an anxiety attack. It literally feels like you're about to die. Like, it's the worst feeling. And I've, like I said, I've spoke about it a lot on the pod, so it's not a secret that I've suffered with it. I'm not too sure why I've been feeling anxious this week. Like, it's not been nowhere near as bad as my anxiety was at its peak. Absolutely not. But I'm not really sure where it's come from this week. I'm wondering if it's to do with this full moon in Scorpio that we had this week, because I've been hearing some things about that. Not too sure. I'm not like a certified moon girly, although I would love to be. So maybe I'll work on that soon. But I think maybe that, and combined with like all the new stuff that I'm doing in my business, and I've got other things going on behind the scenes that are going to launch in a few months as well. So I've got a lot going on. So I think maybe just that, and maybe, just maybe, my 3-day hangover had something to do with it. I mean, who goes to bottomless brunch after the age of 35 if you don't want to be in bed for 3 days? Because wow. Wow, me and my girls had a time, but we have all been in the trenches this week. So girls, if you're listening, I hope you're feeling better. And we're not going out again until 2025. But anyway, the point is, this week when I've been feeling anxious, I've returned to the only thing that's ever really, really, truly helped me manage my anxiety. And even more so than medication, this is what helped me get off my anxiety medication in the first place. And it is EFT tapping, or also known as the emotional freedom technique. So some of you may have heard of this before, others may not have heard of it. So I thought in this episode, I'd just talk to you about what EFT is and how it can help, how it's helped me and how you can do it. And, you know, I really recommend that if you suffer from anxiety, that you try it for yourself, or actually if you suffer from any ailment, because it can be used for lots of different things. So let's get into it. So EFT, or EFT tapping, stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. And basically it's a type of acupressure, hence the tapping, and it's used to combat emotional distress such as anxiety, but it can also be used to treat physical pain and discomfort, which I've never used it for personally. But I fully believe that it would work for that, because I know that it works so well for emotional discomfort, if you like. So the premise is that tapping on certain points of your body, known as meridian points or meridian lines, which are thought to be like energy hotspots on your body, or lines where energy travels on your body, tapping these points can restore balance in your body. It can restore the balance of energy in your body, as according to like the history and the technique, energy imbalance is the cause of all discomfort and pain. That's the theory that they have. And to be honest, I think I kind of really buy into that, actually, because remember, we know that we're living in an energetic universe. We know that everything is made up of energy. So I can totally buy into the discomfort and disease being an imbalance of energy. And as a person who knows like intimately what anxiety feels like, I think imbalance of energy is a great way to describe anxiety, for me anyway, because I think it's just that absolute overload of energy, that overload of anxious thinking, the overload of thoughts, the overload of fear. And that's absolutely what an imbalance is, and we've got absolutely too much going on. So our energy there is imbalanced. So I kind of fully buy into that. But yeah, it's based in ancient Chinese medicine, and there's 12 meridian lines in the body, and they are divided up into yin and yang energy. And they all kind of interact and contribute to kind of the vivaciousness or otherwise of your overall life force energy of your body, or your chi, which I think we've talked about before in the Feng Shui episode. We talked a little bit about chi as being like a life force. So whereas acupuncture, which you guys will all be familiar with, like the needles and stuff, whereas acupuncture uses needles to put pressure on those points of your body, on those energy lines, to bring about healing of certain ailments, EFT uses fingertip tapping to apply the same type of pressure, or a similar type of pressure. So like I said, there's 12 meridian lines or energy lines in the body. EFT focuses on 9 of these, and I'll list these later on, and I will also put stuff about this on my Instagram like I always do, so go and check that out if you want to know more. But first, I'll just talk you through the process of doing EFT, as it does have a specific like way or order of doing things, which is broken down into 5 steps, I believe. Yeah, 5 steps. I thought let's just talk through them now, nice and simply, so that if it's something that you want to try, you can go away and do it. So firstly, step one, you need to identify the issue that's causing you the worry, the anxiety, the pain. So focus on one issue or concern at a time, because if you're anything like me, you've got about 5 or 6 issues going on at any one time. But for the purposes of tapping, we're just going to pick one thing and focus on that to give us the best results. And that is going to be like the focus of our attention while we're tapping. So, for example, I could just, my sort of thing would be to just say I have general anxiety. Unless it was about a specific event or something that had happened, I've identified the thing as I'm feeling anxious. So step two then is that you're going to rate how severe this feeling is, how severe the pain or the worry or the anxiety is, how bad does it feel to you on a scale of 0 to 10. And the reason that we do this at the start before we begin tapping is so that once we've done a round of tapping, we can rescore the issue and hopefully see that its intensity is reduced and that we're feeling better, even if we're not quite at a 0. But honestly, every time I've done this, even if I've done it for 1 round of tapping, it's reduced every single time without fail. I've never once done a sequence of tapping and come out with the same score that I went in with, not once ever. So that's the second step, is to score the intensity of your feeling before you begin tapping on a scale of 0 to 10. Okay, so you kind of know where you're at before you start. The third step is called the statement or the setup statement sometimes, but I kind of like to refer to it as the affirmation, because you guys know by now I'm the affirmation queen. But yes, step three, we're going to create a statement that we're going to repeat continuously whilst we're doing the tapping sequence. And the formula for the statement needs to include us acknowledging the problem, whatever the issue is, and then accepting ourselves despite that problem. So the statement could sound something like, and this is the one that I usually use, to be honest. It's quite general, but it's what works for me. So I say, Even though I'm feeling this extreme anxiety, I completely and deeply love and accept myself just as I am right now. So that's the statement that I'll repeat as I do my tapping sequence. And yours can be the same if you feel like that is a good fit for you, if you're also just dealing with general anxiety. Or if it's something more specific, then you can maybe replace the first half of that statement with whatever it is that you're tapping about, okay? And I'll put the statement on my Instagram as well, so you've got it there. So step four is like the main event. It's the actual tapping sequence itself. So like I said before, EFT tapping, it's the methodic tapping on the meridian points, which we'll do just 9 of the 12, but it's the methodic tapping in a sequence, okay? And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to list off the major meridian lines so that you're familiar with them, the 9 that EFT uses, and then I'll give you the sequence that that we do them in. So we've got the side of the hand, and I will do a video on this as well on my Instagram. So you've got the side of your hand, and this is sometimes known as the karate chop meridian line. You've also got the top of your head. You've got your eyebrow, and also, sorry to interrupt myself. All of these meridian lines relate to physical parts of your body. So I'll put that on my Instagram. I won't go through it now because it might just confuse things, but let me start that list again. So we've got the side of our hand, which is our karate chop line. We've got the top of our head. Our eyebrow is another area that we'll tap. The side of the eye, so just near the temple. Underneath the eye is another area. underneath the nose, so the area in between your top lip and your nose, your chin, so I like to do just under my bottom lip, the beginning of the collarbone, and under your arm, which is so like kind of where your side boob is, I guess. So begin by tapping your karate chop point or the side of your hand point while simultaneously reciting your setup phrase three times. So you would say, and I'm tapping now, I don't know if you can hear it or not. Like I said, I'll do a video. But while you're tapping, you would say, even though I'm feeling this extreme anxiety, I completely love and accept myself just as I am right now. So begin by tapping the side of your hand and then tap each point seven times, moving down the body in this order. So here's the order, and I'll also put this on my Instagram. Your eyebrow, the side of your eye, under your nose, chin, beginning of the collarbone, and under your arm. After you've tapped under your arm, that's the last point, you can finish off by doing the top of your head. And that's it. That's a round of tapping, if you like. So I'll just tell you that again, just in case you're tapping along. So start with the side of your hand, your eyebrow, side of your eye, under the nose, chin, beginning of the collarbone, under the arm, top of the head. So that's the sequence. And once you've done that once, that will be one round of tapping, if you like. So then the final step, step five, is to rescore the intensity of the feeling on the 0-10 scale. So hopefully once you do that, say if you went in and your anxiety before you started tapping was at an 8, you might do one round of tapping, rescore it, and it's come down to a 6. Now, you can keep repeating that tapping sequence until you reach a 0, or do a few rounds of tapping until you feel better. Personally, I usually feel good enough to stop tapping after 1 or 2 rounds. Even though I'm not necessarily at a 0, I've never felt the need to go all the way to a 0 because I definitely, every single time, I've always felt good enough to be able to move into my day with much lower anxiety from doing just a couple of rounds of tapping. So yeah, that's the process. I'll just give you some of my insights into like how I've used it. Like I said, this method, like this is not going to be a long episode because it's a really simple, easy method. But this method is literally the reason that I stopped taking my anti-anxiety medication that I was prescribed by my doctor. I can't stress enough how powerful this technique is. And it's free. You can do it anywhere. It doesn't cost anything. It doesn't take much time. You don't have to learn anything. You can literally write down the sequence in your phone and that's it. It's so, so underrated. But it really is game changing. So here's a couple of tips from me, if you like. I would say as a beginner, and this is what I did as a beginner as well, go on YouTube and find a tapping video. Like just type in EFT tapping for anxiety or for whatever it is that you're wanting to tap about. And there will be hundreds, if not thousands of videos. So just find one that feels good to you and do that. Once you've done it along with the video a few times, you'll be absolutely fine to tap on your own. Like you will just be well into it. Personally, I've found that there are certain tapping points, certain meridian points that really, really work for me and really soothe me and provide me with a lot of relief. And for me personally, it's my collarbone. So sometimes I won't even do the whole sequence. I will just tap on my I will just tap on my collarbone area, or I'll focus more on that area when I do the sequence. Now, I don't know what the official line is on that, like whether that's, you know, an acceptable way to do it or not. But all I know is that that works for me. Like I love to focus on my collarbone when I'm doing my tapping. because it just provides me with so much like soothing and relief. I don't know what it is. But I, like I said, I don't know if that's the right way to do it or the wrong way. All I know is it works for me. So when you're tapping, if you find something similar, if you find one of the particular areas feels really good to you, then just do what works for you is what I say, as with most things. I'd also say try to treat this in a similar way that you would when you're preparing to meditate, insofar as try to sit somewhere comfortable, somewhere quiet if you can, and before you start, try to focus on your breathing. I know if you're really in that anxious state of mind, you might not be able to do that, but if you can, try to give yourself a couple of long breaths, in for four, out for four. Even a couple of those will make the difference. Like I said, this has really worked for me with my anxiety, and it's something that it's something that I only tend to pick up when I am feeling anxious. So it's a different tool for me in the way that I use meditation all the time because that's just become part of my routine. But with tapping, when I'm feeling good, when I'm not feeling anxious, I don't tap. Whereas when I'm feeling good, I still do meditate. So it's one of those tools that I tend to pick up and put down kind of as needed. But it really fucking works, guys. It really, really works. I really encourage you, if you're listening and you're someone that suffers with anxiety, try it out next time that overwhelm starts creeping in. I can't stress enough how much of a difference it's made to me. But yeah, that's it for this episode. I think a short and sweet one. Let me check, what time are we on? Yeah, not too bad. But yeah, I hope you guys found that interesting. I really encourage you to go on YouTube and explore this a little more. It really, really could change your life like it did for me. And I was able to bin those tablets and, you know, just live my best life most of the time. But so before I sign off, because I need to go and do my Thursday night fake tan, and time's moving on, it's 11:30 at night because I am last minute as usual. Just another quick reminder that you can sign up to my one-to-one coaching program to start in May. The flow up is going to get you from stuck into flow in 4 weeks. It's all online, video calls with me and digital workbooks. We will work towards identifying your blocks and we will reprogram them using a whole suite of spiritual and mindset-based tools and techniques. We'll build your vision for your goal. We'll take steps towards it, and we'll just create a juicy, gorgeous version of you and your goal, and I will teach you how to embody it. So basically just 4 weeks of fucking delicious self-development, basically. So the link is in the show notes. If you want to sign up, please be quick. We're going to start next week. You can also find out more via my Instagram. Come and follow me if you're not already. You can find me at Manifest Fire with Sarah. If you guys are listening on Apple Podcasts, leave me a nice review. Please, please, please. It helps so much. Please share if you're listening on Instagram. Tag me. I love to see it. That's it. Have a beautiful week. And thank you so much for listening. Like I said, I'm off to fake tan. So that's it. Bye.